Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Carolina Shout podcast. I'm Ethan Uslin, and I'm your host and your piano player. And of course, today we are in the thick of the coronavirus situation, and I hope you're healthy and handling the situation as well as possible. Many of my more empathetic listeners might be wondering how the Uslins are doing. Well, as of yet, we are all in excellent physical health, and Kate still has her job and is working from home, so thank God for that. And the kids are doing a great job keeping busy, educated, and happy. As for me, well, all my gigs have evaporated, and I'm very sad about that, but I am hopeful that this is all temporary and that things will get back to normal eventually. And I know many people are in situations more difficult than my own, and if you're one of those people, I sincerely hope that things get better for you too. I also hope this podcast gets your mind off your troubles. So that means I'm going to stop talking about this coronavirus stuff, and I'm going to get on with the show. I'm pleased to announce that today's episode is a special one because it's all about my wife, Kate. You know Kate. She's also the audio engineer of this podcast. She sits by the piano with headphones on every episode and pushes mysterious buttons on the computer to make this podcast happen. For some reason, she has avoided speaking in each and every one of our 63 episodes. Yes, you heard me right. 63 episodes and not one peep out of her. That's why I call Kate my silent love. My silent love is also the name of a popular song from 1932 by Dana Suisse. And it was the song you heard me open up the podcast with. But I think that My Silent Love is a very beautiful song. And so, of course, it makes me think of Kate. But now Kate is going to speak, and my silent love shall be silent no more. Kate, how's it going?
Well, other than being stuck in this house with you and my children, it's going okay.
Well, that's good, I guess. It's nice to hear your voice after 63 episodes of The Silent Treatment, and I thought it'd be nice if you could tell our listeners why you've been so quiet all these episodes, and why you have decided to finally speak now.
Well, that would be because you're forcing me to.
I'm not forcing you to. I just was very persistent in asking you nicely.
Yes, very persistent. So I guess the main reason why I didn't want to speak for the first 63 episodes was that I was diagnosed with a rare vocal neurological condition about 6 years ago. And unfortunately, it made me very self-conscious about my voice. It was hard for me to speak loudly and clearly. And I would also get tired easily from speaking because my vocal cords were kind of seizing up and the oxygen was limited.
I remember those days and how difficult that was for you. And I'm glad you have beaten this obstacle. But you should tell people what it's called, raise awareness a little bit, and maybe tell them how you overcame it.
Yeah, so I haven't beaten it. It is a chronic condition called spasmodic dysphonia, but there are some amazing surgeons out in Japan who developed a very minor procedure where they insert a little piece of metal into the larynx to kind of spread it open a little, just so there's a little more room for the air to go up and down, and that helps me speak quite a bit easier. So last summer, I flew over to Japan with a really good friend of mine and had this procedure done.
And you had a little vacation too.
I had a vacation. I had a week in Kyoto. We had a wonderful time, and I've been thankfully very pleased with the results. I feel like it's much easier for me to speak now, and yeah, don't feel like I need to hide behind a microphone.
Well, you still are behind.
I don't need to hide behind a laptop.
You don't need to hide.
I don't need to hide.
You can be loud and proud.
I'm loud and proud.
Love it. Yeah, it's nice to have you back at full volume, even when you yell at me. Those very rare times.
That's been nice to having that ability back.
Well, I think our listeners would also be interested in hearing about what you do for a living.
Yeah, well, it's not as interesting as what you do for a living.
Let the listeners decide.
Okay, let's let them decide. So my background is in public health and it's kind of turned into a public health communications person. I've worked in the fields of tobacco, childhood obesity, and most recently I've been working for a substance use prevention and treatment center.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to think that's very interesting, and they are going to appreciate the work you do to make this world a better place.
Well, thank you very much.
As I do as well. And so now I'd like to honor you by playing a public health song. There's a famous tune from 1929 that's got the lyrics are a chock full of healthy living tips, and the song is called Button Up Your Overcoat.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh ooh. Don't eat meats, ooh ooh. Cut out sweets, ooh ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Sit on hornets' tails, ooh, ooh, or on nails, ooh, ooh, or third rails, ooh, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your bum bum. Wear your flannel underwear when you climb a tree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Boop, 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 doop. So that was Button Up Your Overcoat. Some sound health advice in that song. Very relevant to today, as I hear there is something going around, so you need to take care of yourself. Now let's continue with our interview with our special guest, Kate Uselin. Kate, I'm going to ask you some more questions, and I'm going to pretend like I don't know the answers, and that I'm learning about you, okay?
Sure.
All right. Kate, do you play any musical instruments?
Well, I really don't anymore, but I did play piano growing up as a kid, and also percussion, and I stopped both of those, I think, right before I went to college.
Why did you stop?
Just felt like my time was better spent doing other stuff.
Like public health? Partying?
No, I played the marimba, which is a really large instrument, and didn't think I could bring it to my dorm room.
I would have liked it if my roommate played the marimba instead of blasting rap music all the time. Can you tell us why you chose percussion?
I can. I definitely did not have any sort of natural drive to bang on drums, but when I was in fifth grade, they asked us all to choose what instrument we were going to play in middle school. And someone at the school said, now, boys, you might want to choose the drums or the tuba. And girls, you might be drawn to the clarinet or the flute. And even at that young age, I was like, no, they didn't. So, yeah, fifth grade, I said, you know what? I'm going to sign up to play the drums and I'm going to make sure that I'm better than every boy in this school. And that's what I did. And I was really motivated by that through all of middle school and even through high school.
You got first chair. Is that correct?
That's right. First chair, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, Slauson Middle School.
Beat out all the boys.
Yep.
And I would add that as your husband, this reminds me of another area in life in which I believe that you outshine the boys, and that is the area of do-it-yourself fixing things. I think you're very handy, and you know, like percussion, that's traditionally a male thing, but that does not stop you.
Well, I outshine the boys that live in this house and do it out of necessity. Because someone needs to fix things.
True.
I don't think it's a natural skill that I have. But well, yes, I have more than you. That is true.
Well, because I am so impressed. Even though you're modest, I think your fix-it skills are above and beyond. I think you have achieved a very high level. And you have inspired me to write a parody of anything you can do, I can do better. Because you remind me of Annie Oakley, the Annie Oakley character from
yes, oh, thank you.
Yes, from Annie Get Your Gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could sing an updated version of Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Okay. And I think your listeners might like to know that you actually fixed the disposal this week, and that probably saved our marriage.
That's right. Garbage disposal. You just got to get down there.
Got to get down and dirty.
Oh, I hate, yeah, yeah. But many other things you have fixed.
True.
All right, let's sing.
Anything you can do, Kate can do better. Kate can do anything better than you.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anything you can drum, Kate can drum better. She can drum anything better than you.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Kate is very nimble when she hits the cymbal. She's tops at percussion. End of discussion. She can outdo all the boys, but can she play the snare?
Well, I was first chair.
Anything you can fix, Kate can fix better. She can fix anything better than you. DIY, FYI, DIY, FYI, DIY, FYI, DIY, do it yourself.
Your voice sounds great, Kate. That Japanese doctor really did a good job.
I know, right? He's good.
He's good. Could he do something to my larynx to make my singing in tune?
Sure.
She can grout a tile with nothing but a file. Construct a gazebo with stuff from Home Depot. She can fix the washing machine. But can she fix dryers?
Pass me the pliers.
Anything we can do, Kate can do better. Kate is better at everything than us.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. She understands the science of every home appliance. So call her if you need her to fix the water heater. She's a whiz at home restoration. For an occupation?
just an avocation.
Anything you can do, Kate can do better. Kate can do anything better than you.
I guess I can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, you can.
I can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, that was fun. Thank you, Kate.
That was fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you on the podcast today. I hope you'll speak to me more often, both on and off the air.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why don't we wrap up the episode with another duet? I know we don't have a marimba. We sold it because we needed the dough. But do you have any experience with maracas?
I do. I play a mean maraca.
All right. Well, if you don't mind wiping the dust off those maracas, we could play a Puerto Rican song from the 1930s called Cachita by Rafael Hernandez, who is one of the great Latin songwriters of that era. Ready, Kate?
I'm ready.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
No. No.
What?
Just no.
So that was Cachita, and that was Kate on the maraca. Only one maraca. We can't find the other one. We used to have a pair of maracas, and now it's just a maraca. And Kate, your maraca playing was exquisite. Thank you so much for speaking today and gracing us with your musical skills. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
The Carolina Shout podcast is recorded and produced at the Uslin household in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslin is the piano player and host. Kate Uslin is the audio engineer and the co-host for every 64th episode. Thanks to everyone for tuning in, and Kate and I would like to extend an extra special thank you to all the folks on the front lines right now, working at the grocery store and the delivery people. And we'd like to thank everyone in the medical field. Okay, thanks again. Stay healthy, be safe, and keep on listening to Ragtime.